Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Doubt from Mark 16, 9 to 11. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Doubt is a negative word to use as we devote some time to our risen Lord, isn't it? But doubt can be around, can't it, in those fleeting moments when you wonder, is Jesus truly alive in my heart? Is he all who the scriptures say he is? I am sure he is. My doubt left years ago. I faithfully believe with all my heart, mind, and soul in my risen Savior. But I do not say that boastfully. I say that gratefully, knowing it is only in God's grace, in the power of God's Holy Spirit, he has revealed that truth to me. Do you have doubt? I hope you hear this as a loving question. Mary told the disciples, Jesus is risen, but they did not believe her. What would it take for them to, without a doubt, faithfully know in their heart, mind, and soul, in the reality of their lives, that Jesus is their risen, alive Savior? There would have to be a moment when each person would know the truth for himself. In God's grace, the Holy Spirit would come to remove the doubt and give to them a true understanding of Jesus. So as you answer my question, do you have doubt? I'd encourage you to consider if you've had that moment of knowing Jesus is my Lord. Do you live free of doubt regarding that truth? If the doubt's still around, keep seeking Jesus. Pray for the Spirit's power to reveal the risen Savior to you. Pray the Spirit removes all doubt. Pause and consider. A doubt-free life is a faith-filled life, and the Lord, living Lord is truly with you in all things. Amen.